Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good vibes, whatever you're doing, make sure that it's good. I hope y'all are having a great Motivation Mondays. I'm Mario Marino, aka Follow Mario, and you're listening to the second season of Motivation Mondays presented by Moonrise Social Club. We're so glad that you're here. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Hey guys, what's going on? Happy Motivation Mondays. Mario here, and today's podcast is all about being motivated versus unmotivated, and really the way that your thoughts kind of perceive your reality, which go into actions. And you've heard me talk a lot about the law of manifestation, the law of attraction. This kind of falls under that same kind of aspect. So, you know, you don't have to be a believer in those types of laws, but, you know, just the general concept of being motivated and unmotivated. I thought this was very fitting to really kind of talk about as every single Monday I come on here and speak about Motivation Mondays. And the reason why I do that is because motivation is so key to the success of your week, of your day, of your perspective. And I think that's something that you really have to get ingrained into your habit so that it becomes your reality. And if you start your week off with a little motivation, chances are that you'll end the week quite strong. If you feel, you know, optimistic, if you feel excited about the week ahead, you tend to get positive reinforcements of that. So today we're really kind of diving deep into the two perspectives and how your mind kind of perceives certain things when you're motivated or unmotivated. And, you know, I'm not a very spiritual person, but I will say that I do believe in kind of this, you know, universe kind of all being that is kind of controlling, and the world will give you what you want if you ask for it in the right ways. And I think that there are so many gifts that the universe has, you know, just waiting for you. And it's really kind of up to you to really kind of dig deep and kind of make sure that you're aligning things in the right way. I think, you know, you have every ability to bring more power, more wealth, more health into your life just by being motivated. And I know that sounds so, you know, out there and kind of wild, but I really do think it's true. I think your attitude definitely determines your latitude. And what I mean by that is, you know, how highly you think of yourself or how confident or how conscious you are demonstrates how high up you're going to go, how far you're going to go. And I think so often that we, you know, tend to sit in kind of this in-between phase of just getting by and doing the same thing over and over without any sort of level of increase in motivation, or sometimes we get a decrease in motivation. We become super unmotivated. And by that point, we're just kind of stuck in this overall cycle and feel like we can't get out of it. It's like quicksand that we just feel like we can't get out of this, you know, laziness or lack of motivation. And I think that's something that you really have to tackle first is where you're at on the scale of being motivated and unmotivated and starting to seek out a change there. When we're talking about motivation, I want to talk about two things, right? One, the conscious and the subconscious mind. We've all kind of learned in school that there's the two different aspects that's really kind of split there. Your conscious mind is really kind of tied to the five senses, the way that you perceive things, the reality behind everything, the things that happen to you that you're very aware of. Whereas your subconscious mind, as you may know, is really kind of deep rooted. It's a layer deeper. It's kind of things that happen automatically. It's things that are set in motion. You know, your subconscious mind really controls your breathing, your circulation, your blood flow, all of those kind of things that go on without you really even knowing they're happening. Whereas your conscious mind, really think of it as the captain of the ship, right? Somebody who is kind of steering, making decisions, thinking in real time, whereas your subconscious mind are those in the engine room, really kind of working with the ship and following the captain's orders. Both of them are equally as important because they need each other to be successful and arrive at their location. But when you really think of it, the subconscious mind is really kind of the ones that's doing the more ongoing work behind the scenes that you don't always see front facing. So the subconscious mind really is, you know, the hero in all of this, in my opinion. But as we're talking about motivation and being unmotivated, I really like to think about the mind and the subconscious mind as kind of a filter. The conscious mind is really that filter to the subconscious. Now, stay with me, right? I know it's starting to get a little out there, but the subconscious mind is the first line of defense, right? They're seeing things, they're using the five senses to really kind of help filter and gain knowledge as to how you perceive things, right? Because life is all about kind of perception, how you react to things, etc. So you see kind of from a conscious mind perspective, all of these things that happen. Then you take your thoughts, and whether they're positive or negative, you kind of take them inside and interpret them and let them sit with you, etc. Now, your subconscious mind does not differentiate between positive and negative. It just takes and processes and starts to think of it like a sponge. It's, you know, water's poured on top and it starts to seep through and kind of go throughout the body. So as you're carrying that weight that is filtered through your conscious mind, that's really where your subconscious mind kind of takes that energy and takes over. And in a lot of ways, a person that has those toxic thoughts that says, I'm not good enough, I'm not doing that, you're taking that with you into your subconscious mind and locking it away to tell yourself, and your body starts to react to it in a way that, I'm not good enough. I'm not going to do this. The fear, the anxiety starts to settle deep within your body, and it becomes very hard to break that habit if you're constantly feeding that information in through your conscious mind. On the reverse end, if you're motivated and you're like, you know what, I'm going to kill it this week at work, I'm going to wake up early every single day, you are sending those triggers to your body deep down to say, okay, you know, I'm going to kill it at work, I'm going to get in early, so your body's going to naturally wake up early if you treat it right and kind of lay down that framework for everything you want. If you've ever, you know, been so paranoid that you were going to miss your flight or something like that, you're like, okay, we're going to have a great trip, I need to wake up early, blah, blah, blah. And then your body just like naturally wakes up early before an alarm clock or something like that. That is your body subconsciously doing the work for you to prepare yourself mentally for whatever you want to achieve. So if that's not a perfect example of how the universe really gives back to you based on what you think and how you act, I don't know what else is. You know, really being able to watch your thoughts and see how they come to life. And, you know, they always really say you are what you think, because it's very true. As you start to think about things, they start to become deep rooted into your subconscious. So something to think about this week as you really kind of frame how you view yourself, what goals you're set out to achieve. You've heard me talk about law of manifestation, law of attraction, habit forming tendencies. You know, this is a part of that. This is the ability to filter in what you're thinking, what you want to achieve, what your ambitions are, and really produce those into energy within yourself. So something to think about, you know, when you're also talking about dismissing toxic energy. As I mentioned before, the subconscious mind does not differentiate between positive and negative. So you want to make sure that you're that type of person that anytime something negative comes your way, you dismiss it, you don't pay it any additional effort or energy or stress, so that you can only filter in the positive things to make sure that positive things happen. And will there be a negative thought leaking in, you know, every so often? Absolutely. But just making sure that the bank of your subconscious is really kind of positive energy, positive thinking, positive thoughts that really kind of seep into your day to day. And that will make you a happier, more wholesome, more fulfilled type of person. So something to think about this week as you go on with your Motivation Mondays, you carry on with your work, you carry on with your personal life. What are those things that you're filtering in through your subconscious mind and have become deep rooted into your subconscious? Just something to think about. Hopefully this, you know, kind of blew your mind, or something that you have never heard of before or now want to think very differently on. If not, completely okay. That's what next Monday's podcast is all going to be about, something totally different. So I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen into Motivation Mondays. Hopefully this inspired you in some tiny bit of way. And I look forward to talking to you guys next Monday. Speak soon.